Okay, it's about 12:30 in the morning on Wednesday night, Thursday morning, and I just got back to the hotel from the convention, and I'm going to try to do some reporting on what happened today since I last reported this morning. Where we left off, I had been getting ready to take a nap and catching up on social media and blogging and getting posts out and feeling really run down because I was so horribly sleep deprived. And
now you'll be more sleep deprived.
Now I'll be more sleep deprived, but not quite as, I don't feel quite as sleep deprived as I did yesterday because I got a nap this afternoon. While Rosie was out walking around with Faye, her friend from Harrisburg. And, okay, so I think we reported on the madness at the delegate breakfast this morning when Ron Kind got confronted over his support for TPP. And, oddly, as we were on our way to breakfast, I don't know if I got to mention this, on the way to breakfast, we're walking in and people are walking out and there's other people streaming in towards me because there's other events in adjacent meeting rooms from where we had our breakfast. And Rosie said, oh, those are the Castros. And I turn around and the Castro brothers are standing right behind me. And then some group of people coming out and there's Tim Kaine standing right in front of me saying hello to the Castro brothers on his way out.
He actually said hello to me.
Did he? Oh, okay. Wow.
Yeah.
And it's like, he's standing right next to me. I didn't know what to say. I didn't say hello to him. But anyway, that was a little odd. So anyway, nap accomplished. I had about an hour and a half long nap between like about 1:30 and 3 or something. No, it was about between about 12:30 and 2. And then Rosie came back home from her rambling about with some food, which I ate, and then went on down to the convention. The bus was not as bad as it was the first day. I walked down the street to where the buses were parked, walked right onto a bus, and the bus left before it was even totally full. So there was lots of room. And I had an interesting chat with a guy on the bus on the way down. Because you were bringing up Tim Kaine and how you're not really sure about him. This guy said he's a Hillary guy, but he told me that he was really glad that Bernie ran, and because basically it was the school of thought that Bernie made Hillary a better candidate. He pushed Hillary to the left, and he agreed with me that Hillary would have really had a hard time winning if she hadn't been adopting, or as I like to put it, singing out of Bernie's songbook. So that is one thing that the Bernie campaign can really claim some success on, is pushing Hillary that way and getting Hillary to sing out of the Bernie songbook and sing some of the songs that this guy agreed that a lot of Hillary people agree with. I brought up, for instance, universal health care, and I said, you know, it's like Bernie was advocating universal health care and Hillary's going, but we'll never be able to get that done. And I'm like, but Hillary, that's what you were advocating 20 years ago. You know, and he's like, yeah, of course, that's what Hillary was advocating 20 years ago. He talked about, he seemed as if he was pretty familiar with Tim Kaine. I forget if he said he used to live in Virginia or what. And he characterized Tim Kaine as a kind of a Nancy Pelosi Democrat. I mentioned that I had been confusing with him with Jim Webb. And this guy's like, no. Yeah. He characterized her as a kind of a Nancy Pelosi Democrat in that he's got this Catholic social justice background. And he had spent so much time, like, you know, doing social work in Central America. And that he's really against the death penalty, and he worked really hard to get rid of the death penalty in Virginia while he was governor there, but he's not the kind of Catholic that's all rabid about against abortion. You know, it's kind of in the Kennedy or Kerry mold that way. You know, where a lot of these Catholics are, you know, all about no death penalty and social justice, but, you know, we're not going to mess with the women's right to choose. We got down there, and when the bus gets a little closer to the arena than the subway is, so it was a little bit shorter walk to get from the bus to the arena. And the first day I had to go through the security checkpoint. I put all my stuff in a tray, and it went through the X-ray machine. And yesterday I got all my stuff hand inspected. Today I just kind of ran it through the X-ray machine again. And then the person at the end just kind of like squeezed my water bottle to make sure it was, I guess, not a solid water bottle or whatever. Once she squeezed the water bottle and it gave, she's like, okay, fine, just let me go through. So the security checkpoint so far is, I mean, yeah, it's like an airport security checkpoint, and it hasn't been quite as bad as they said. You know, I've been able to get food in today and yesterday, in the form of nuts and raisins and stuff like that. So, you know, stuff that's kind of concentrated that I can carry in my enlarged fanny pack. I got in, it was probably somewhere between 4:30 and 4:45. And actually, I'm going to cut this off and continue in the next post, because otherwise I won't be able to transfer this. So catch you in a second.